want to talk to you for a little while about the subject of hospitality. I believe it's a biblical subject. Jesus, during his earthly ministry, taught parables that involved hospitality, such as the parable of the marriage feast found in Matthew 22, or the parable of the judgment in Matthew chapter 25. His instructions in Luke chapter 14 take for granted that the children of the kingdom want to be hospitable by telling us how that we should do it. Paul writes to the saints at Rome and tells them in Romans 12, verse 13, they should be given to hospitality. He qualifies a bishop to be hospitable in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 2. And in considering the widows worthy of church support, he writes, well reported for good works, if she's brought up children, if she's lodged strangers, if she's washed the saints' feet, if she's relieved the afflicted, if she's diligently followed every good work. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 10. The Apostle Peter encouraged, be hospitable to one another without grumbling. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 9. And it's the writer of Hebrews who reminds us so well of some of those great visitations of long ago when he said, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. That's in Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 2. We read of individuals in the Old Testament that showed hospitality in a great number of ways. There was Abraham, there was Lot, there was Rebekah and her family, there was Manoah and his wife, there was Gideon. In the New Testament, we have Martha and Mary, we have Zacchaeus, we have Simon the Tanner, there's Lydia, there's the Philippian jailer, and there's Philemon, and there are others. That list certainly is not one that is exhaustive, but it simply shows that the people of God, those that were followers of God's word, they showed hospitality. And from the passages of Scripture that we have mentioned, as well as the examples that we've shown, we learn that hospitality is not an option that is given for the Christian life, but rather it's a mandate. It is something that we are to do. Now, oftentimes, like those people that were invited to the marriage feast, God's people, some of God's people, try to make excuse for themselves to avoid doing what they should, that is, to be hospitable. And even though we live in a world that is far more populated today than it was in the ancient times long ago, it seems that many people are living very secluded lives. We live in large cities, it's crowded, it's overpopulated in much of the world, and yet it seems to me that many hardly know their neighbor, and they lack hospitality in their lives. What are some reasons that people fail to show hospitality today? Well, there's a number of reasons. I'm going to give them to you. They're all flimsy excuses that are offered. Someone will say, my house or my apartment is simply not big enough to have people in. Well, I've got news for you. The Christians that live in Ecuador or Honduras or Mexico or Russia or Zambia or some other part of the world would be able to see through such a statement as that. Because you see, all of them live in houses or apartments that are smaller than the ones that you live in. I told some folks a while back that they were rich, and they said, we're not rich. Well, you are rich. Everyone that is here is rich. You're richer than your brothers and sisters that live in other parts of the world. While I was visiting in Brother Jaime's house, who was in Ecuador, there were neighbors and friends who wanted to stop in and to meet us. And the room became very crowded. Some people sat outside on lawn chairs, but everyone enjoyed the occasion, and no one complained about the lack of space. Whatever the accommodations are in which we live, we generally have room for guests to visit. Someone will say, well, my home simply is not nice enough to have guests in. Well, my wife and I visited Christians in Puerto Viejo in Ecuador, and I ate dinner in Sister Rosa's house. Her house has a dirt floor. Her dining room furniture was white plastic, but it's sort of like the MasterCard commercial. Her warmth and generosity It was priceless. And this Christian woman was thankful to be able to share with us what she had. And isn't that all that God requires of us in life? That is, to be able to share and to do good with the things that we've been blessed with. You recall the account that's given in the Old Testament in 1 Kings chapter 17 about the widow of Zarephath. She shared what little she had with the prophet Elijah, and God blessed her for that. Humble circumstances cannot be used as an excuse for aloofness or rudeness in life. There's those Christians also that will say, well, our place is pretty nice and we don't want people messing up our house. I'm not going to comment on that today like I would if I was preaching this for 60 minutes, but God have mercy on you if that's your attitude. We ought to obey God rather than our possessions. You recall the rich young ruler went away sorrowful because his possessions had control of his life. And if in life today, your possessions, and that includes your home, has control of your life till you can't obey God's command, you need to reevaluate your priorities. Someone will say, well, you know, I don't know that we would have anything in common with those folks. I don't know what to talk about if I invite these people into my home. Well, you know, getting to know someone can be one of the most fascinating adventures that there is in life. We start to learn about others and we realize that we all have some of the same common problems and weaknesses and strengths in life, and we're able to share with one another some of the things that bother us the most or that we feel the most strongly about. And of course, you know, there's always the Bible. When we're talking about our brothers and sisters in Christ, we have the Bible in common. We have Christianity in common. Now, I just want to ask you, you know, in the congregation where you assemble, have you had the brothers and sisters that assemble with you to your home in the last year? I'm talking about, you know, just ask someone, you know, would you like to come and have dinner with us? I'm not talking about going out to McDonald's or going to some restaurant on Sunday where everybody's paying for their own. I'm talking about genuine hospitality where you invite people into your home and you get to know one another and you enjoy one another's company. I think that's not happening as much as it should. Some folks will say, I don't have time for entertaining. And this is the excuse that's given to justify a multitude of sins today. I don't have time to go to church. I don't have time to read my Bible. I don't have time to pray. This list can be quite long. People find time to do what they want to do. It seems to me that folks that say I don't have time for something that God has commanded, they just have got their priorities in the wrong place. If one wants to do the Lord's will, he'll find time. Otherwise, he's quite content to blame God for not putting enough hours in the day, for not making enough days in the week, and for not making enough weeks in the year to get all done that God has commanded that he should do. Whenever we claim that we do not have time to do what is written, we've put our priorities in the wrong place. Well, the blessings that come from being hospitable can be very great. The reference of the writer in Hebrews chapter 13 is probably to Abraham or to Lot, Genesis chapter 18 and 19, though there were other occasions when men treated angels as guests in the Old Testament. Though the writer of Hebrews, I want to make this clear, is not implying in any sense or measure that we might entertain angels in our lifetime. But Jesus implies something in Matthew chapter 25 that I think is even greater than what is mentioned there in Hebrews 13. Matthew 25 verses 31 says, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Those individuals will say, Lord, when did we do this? And he will say, in that you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. How great that it will be to hear those words. What an awesome thought that on Judgment Day, Jesus Christ will say, well done, because you've been hospitable in life.